So our thoracic surgeons are very open-minded. So we decided to do randomized study. That means exactly the same size of the tumor, but we are going to do a randomized study. That means the lymph nodes were well staged and no distant metastasis and no lymph node metastasis. And we are going to do a surgery versus stereotactic radiation therapy if this will be more efficacious or equally efficacious compared to surgery.
That should be an interesting challenge. And when you said that, I was just thinking about the study in prostate cancer where they tried to do that. I think it was called the SPIRIT trial or something, and they weren't able to actually even accrue. It's a very tough kind of randomization. Is this something that would just be done at MD Anderson or nationally or what?
International.
Really? Who's going to head the effort?
Well, actually, the PI is a thoracic surgeon, Jack Ross, at the MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'm co-PI, and we had one patient already accrued, and actually, we have about 20 institutions like IRB approved, but there is some difficulty, as you mentioned. Some of the surgeons, they are very reluctant to open the trial to their centers. But this will be open in China, Japan, and also in the United States.
Who's the sponsoring organization for this study?
Well, that's the problem we had. We tried to go through NCI, and the NCI told us we don't have enough money to support this international trial. It cost, like a couple million dollars. It is very difficult to support it.
Interesting. What kind of data do we have right now, just, I guess, phase two data or follow-up data in terms of this technique?
We have a phase two trial through the RTOG, which shows excellent local control and survival. And the other place we have very long-term outcome, that's in Japan. They have started this type of treatment 10 years ago, and their 10-year survival is equivalent to surgical resection. So it's comparable if we give adequate dose of the radiation treatment. Those patients who are not pulmonary crippled, that means operable cases, but they wanted to have stereotactic radiation therapy, their outcome is like 85% in 5-year survival, and local control is like 90%.
So what is the actual entry criteria for this study?
The entry criteria, they have to have adequate lung function. They can be operable, so that means FEV1 has to be like a 1.5 liter or more. Of course, FEV1 has to be like 45% or more predicted value. So, performance status, they have to have 0 or 1. They can have some weight loss, like less than 10%.
And what type of workup are you requiring, and how large can the tumor be?
They have to have PET CT, and also the size of the tumor has to be 4 centimeter or less. And they have to have mediastinoscopy. If the PET CT negative, they are supposed to have negative PET CT in the mediastinum, and then they have to get the mediastinoscopy or EVAS to confirm those lymph nodes were negative pathologically.